was a hugely symbolic day for us today, Donal. So our school opened its doors way back in 2006. And really, since those early days, we've been campaigning for, I suppose, a permanent structure, permanent premises for our school community. So today, after all those years of campaigning, we made the walk from our temporary premises, which was in prefabs and temporary accommodation down at opposite Ballyrain Halls, over to our new permanent building in Kiltoy. So it was just a wonderful day for our school community.
Now, the Educate Together model is a very popular one, and I think it's fair to say that many, many people have been trying to get into Educate Together in Letterkenny over the years and couldn't because you were limited by size. Your ability now to take in pupils is hugely increased as a result of this new building, and we can see Educate Together, I'm sure, grow substantially in the coming months and years.
We're very lucky here at Educate Together to be part of such a thriving educational community in Letterkenny, and I suppose us now being in our new premises will allow us just to give families that extra element of choice within the town and further afield, you know, and within Donegal in general. So we were, like you said, we were very limited by the size of our old accommodation. We were limited to taking in one of each class, so one class from junior infants up to sixth class. The potential here at the new school is that if we were ever to go to, I suppose, our full capacity, we could have three of each class. So really the potential for growth and development is huge for us now, which is something that's really important to us because we want to be able to welcome as many families as possible into our school community, and we've been limited in our ability to do that in recent times, but we're hoping now that we just will be able to grow in strength and strength from here on in.
The other difference is, of course, going to be facilities. The limitation wasn't just on numbers, the limitation was very much on physical space. You now have a hall, you now have room in which you can develop, room in which you can hold extracurricular activities, and as we said, room to expand as well.
As we left our old premises today, I suppose it was tinged with a little bit of sadness too. I mean, we have created some fantastic memories there over the last number of years, and we had a very, very happy school life there, you know, but it definitely had its limitations. Even, for example, I take assembly every Friday, and we couldn't fit into even the same room anymore. We had to split assemblies up into different classes. You know, inviting our parents in is a huge part of our ethos of the school, and that was limited. You know, we couldn't do that as a whole school community. And local businesses were fantastic, and premises used to allow us to use their premises. But for the first time today, we were all able to fit into our fantastic new gym hall, everybody together, junior infants up to sixth class, and all of our school community with us. So even that for us is monumental, you know. And just to be in a permanent structure with bright, spacious classrooms, this is really important for the children, for their teaching and learning to happen in the school. So it just gives great scope for that as well, you know. And I suppose it wasn't until we moved from our old premises we realised how well we had done to create that thriving educational, I suppose, experience for the children in very limited premises.